Hey, welcome to You Know What, Dude. It's on riotcast.com.
Wow, you are just, are you kidding me?
No, I'm saying, was that it?
No.
Hi, guys.
Hey, folks.
Hi, folks. Hi, friends, it's Colin Quinn.
Do you want to do it with
Dixie? You're listening to You Know What, Dude. What's that?
You want
to
do it with Dixie?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, this is...
Hi, y'all.
Hi, this is Colin Quinn. I'm here with Dixie.
Dixie Lizard here.
And you're listening to You Know What, Dude podcast on riot.com.
Riotcast.com.
Thanks, Dixie. I always mess that one up.
I want to fucking slice my own head off.
Why?
Am I not doing it with Dixie? Just me?
Just you.
Hang
alone.
On, hang on, Mo. Let me turn your fucking mic up.
Let's do it with Dixie, too. It's fun.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. You're listening to You Know What, Dude. On riotcast.com.
Wow, you really
but you didn't say your name.
Yeah, you didn't say your name. Do you think people are gonna know that fucking depressing voice? What the fuck, Mo? Put some oomph into it.
Hey guys, this is Morgan Murphy. You're listening to You Know What, Dude on riotcast.com.
All right, one more time, more oomph.
More oomph.
I want you to fucking give it all you got, Mo.
All right.
Come on, right now, all you got. 1, 2, 3, go!
Hey guys, this is Morgan Murphy, and you're listening to You Know What.
Come on, you ain't doing it.
You're listening to You Know What, Dude, yeah. On riotcast.com.
Join the riot.
Hey guys, Bailey J here. As we all know, Bobby Kelly is super gay for my dick. So it was no surprise when we all heard that the Bailey J Show was moving to the Riotcast Network. So if you like real conversations and fake tits, I'm your man. Literally. So listen to The Bailey J Show right here on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, it's your old pal, Dr. Steve. When I'm not kissing Bob Kelly's ass or diagnosing his awful rectal warts, I'm doing a program called Weird Medicine, an uncensored medical show on the Riotcast Network. We talk honestly about real issues affecting real people. What am I talking about? Questions about rectal cysts and dick cheese are hilarious. So if you have an embarrassing medical problem or just love to laugh at other people's expense, listen to Weird Medicine on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
The time has come for you to get up off your ass and go see Robert Kelly live on stage. June 12th, he'll be at the Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. June 21st through June 23rd, he'll be at the Comedy Club in Webster, New York. And June 28th through 30th, he'll be at Comics at Foxwood Resort and Casino in Connecticut. Go to robertkellylive.com for tickets and information. Get up off your ass, go see him live, laugh your ass off, meet him after the show, and maybe, just maybe, he'll even sign your boobies.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
If the other two, after the expectation of these Diet Cokes and the 10 texts me and Morgan have got about our beverage, if the other two Diet Cokes are as lukewarm as this one, I'm going to smash Kelly. You bought that fucking
You bought lukewarm fucking Diet
because
Cokes?
Because she's from fucking Australia where they drink their beer warm.
Yeah,
it's an island of convicts, Colin.
Put it in the fucking fridge, Kelly, or I'm going to smash that oud over your head.
Do you mind ice? Can you get ice? An ice cup of ice?
Yeah.
We've been upstairs. Cup of ice to go. Will you do that, Kel? Kelly, put the fucking Coke down and go get the... Do you know what happens when he loses his shit?
She's locking up.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Kelly! Hey!
Oh, God. Poor Kelly.
Poor Kelly.
I told her, I said... Wait till she leaves. I told her, I says, what does Colin want for a drink? Just Diet Coke. I'm just going to go... I go, I'll just go down and get him a Diet Coke, whatever. I go, no. If somebody wants a specific thing, get him a specific... He's a weirdo with Coke.
She'll give me a Diet Pepsi.
Get him a can.
Mm.
And now she fucked up. She got you. I apologize.
I don't like the fucking Argentinian Eric McCormick who's taking pictures and video.
What's your name, dude?
Phil.
Phil.
You don't like him? Why'd you have to start? The whole line was just for the reference anyways, and you had to start it with, I don't like. You could have been like, I'm a big fan of.
That would be as funny as I said, I don't like.
I don't know.
With this crowd, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why is that I'm a big fan? They'd be like, what the fuck? What kind of pussy are you?
All right. Phil, I appreciate it. So, you know, you just take videos, and if something gets heated, hit the record and then take some photos. Never take a photo from me underneath, though. Always above.
Phil, have a slice.
Yeah, grab a slice, buddy. Yeah.
It's the fucking best pizza in the world.
Mine doesn't have Splendor. My iced coffee. We should fire Kelly.
You know what? I asked for sweetener as well. I didn't
Me
get
too.
Any.
I want to be this guy.
I want to say right now.
But I asked for sweetener.
I asked for sweetener.
I fucking
and
apologize.
Sugar specifically.
I asked for sweetener and generics, just whatever.
I want sugar.
I didn't even care.
Flat out sugar. I don't want Splendor.
Oh.
Wow.
Kelly.
I fucking apologize. I really do. To my American brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I fucking apologize.
There's so many options. There's so many options in sweetness.
Welcome back to Beverage Cast.
Hey, everybody. We're talking about hot beverages today. Colin's going to jump in later with a cold beverage, lukewarm beverage.
I want to play one of Noam's ouds during this whole thing.
Just strum it softly.
I guess we shouldn't fuck with that shit, though.
Fucking oud?
No, this is like expensive shit.
I got it.
There's Kelly. I'm going to put the lights out a little bit. Keep it cool. Is that cool?
Yeah.
You like it a little better?
I like it like this.
It's romantic.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
I love that you took Dan's seat, and he just cowered.
I know.
I can't believe that.
Dan, yeah, he obviously still is under the mistaken impression I'm still a star.
He took your seat, Dan.
I
offered it back to him, though.
And you know what? And I told him, you guys are very good friends, and you should look at each other.
He's actually looking in your eyes the whole time.
Morgan.
Just, is it awkward?
No, but I'm just going to do this.
I'll stare at Phil.
Just mash my face into the microphone.
This is comfortable. We had the camera guy yesterday was...
How's your wife, Kelly Ripa?
Gay Joe?
Kelly Ripa. Gay Joe was here yesterday. Australian guy.
Two Aussies.
Joe DeRosa?
Same room.
No. He's gay Joe DeRosa. All right, Kelly.
Nice, Kelly. Oh, shit, she's had it with me. She goes like this.
Did she slam it down?
Oh, she did. She's she's secretary on her last day.
That's right.
Kelly,
done with
nice. Thank you.
Is there regular sugar?
Kelly,
she's done with this abuse.
You guys taking advantage of me, and I don't like it.
Oh! Australia's
women's
a scrappy.
Lib.
I'm going to let you take care of this, Dan.
Australia's a very scrappy people, you know.
And slam
we're recording.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I always hit record beforehand.
Australians don't start a lot of shit. They don't take shit, I mean.
Yeah, they don't take shit, yeah, because they got cast off
shit?
To a fucking island.
Yes.
They're
right.
Here we go.
Listen,
and that's why they try to act so cheery. It's all
first of all,
fake.
Kelly, you ever put down a cup in front of Mr. Quinn like that again?
I didn't.
You can take that microphone,
Kelly,
and walk away.
I love the fact that you did it, but let's be honest. You did do it.
You slammed it down in front of Colin Quinn.
She slammed it down and then spun on her heel and walked away like, here you go, jerk off.
She really did do a Nazi turn when she put the coffee down.
It's like when Eva Braun was really angry at Hitler one day.
He's like, Unst, I asked for sweetener!
I love Colin. I would never do that.
Thanks, Kel.
Well, you did it.
And then that cheery accent makes her sound like she's still happy.
Yeah, they
are you new? Are you not mean to me?
You know, I was in
can he pass me a sweetener?
No. Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah.
Bob goes to Morgan, can you pass me a sweetener? She's just going, can you pass me a sweetener? No. I was in Crocodile Dundee.
I know you were.
Oh, Mo.
I said, Mo, you deaf ass.
I was in, oh, geez, I'm sorry. That was a tough one.
I remember you were.
I was in Crocodile Dundee,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. That's pretty.
I met all those Australians on the set, and it was so funny because... They're so dead. Well, first, you know the story of my true arrogance with Crocodile Dundee. I'll tell you that afterwards.
Can I do your line?
Yes.
Where we going? I'm in. That's it. It was the best line in any movie. Where we going? I'm in.
Yeah. I show up on the set. First of all, despite the fact that I had one line, you would have thought I was one of the co-stars. The way I felt. You know?
Not the way you were treated, just the way you felt.
Yes. Well, the way I was treated, too, actually. They put me in this room. Because, you know, it just goes to show if you think you're a big shot, they sort of treat you a little nicer.
Uh-huh.
So I show up. Paul Hogan is, like, down to earth. You know, like, all the teamsters are on the set, so, like, you know, you never touch any of the furniture. All the Australians are so, like, down to earth. They just start moving all the furniture, moving shit. And they're like, yeah, you're not supposed to. Now, yeah, they set up a barbecue. They start cooking. He's taking hot dogs off the Teamsters barbecue grill. You know, like Australians. They're just, they're drinking with them every night. And they're there like 2 hours early. Yeah, everybody else American coming in like all hungover. It was just a real Australian like wake up for everybody. But what happened was when I first got the script, I was doing stand up for like 2 years, but I was like semi doing good in New York. So I was like a big fish in a small pond, but I thought I was a big fish in a big pond. So they sent me the script. But what, you know, the first movie's like a big hit. So they sent me the script for part two, and I have one line. So what I did was I rewrote the whole movie. I'm sure I've told you this.
Yeah, you told me this.
I rewrote the whole movie with Paul Hogan being led around New York.
By you?
By somebody else. A New York-wise kind of guy. And I actually handed it back in to them. And said, give this to the director. I think this is more New York than the script you wrote. And handed it back in to the director, this guy, John Cornell. And I said, give this to the guy because this is, you know, more New York. It's like I grew up here, so this is... Just like a shit. I had my poor girlfriend across the street typing it up, fucking hand it in. Mm. And thank God they didn't fire me for my one line for that.
They're like, hey guys, where you going? I'm in. he went from, hey guys, where you going? I'm in, to rewriting the script. Do you understand?
That's psychotic.
I know that you're nervous.
It's
Listen,
psychotic.
I know you're nervous because
it's not
Colin
even
Glenn.
Like a cute story. It's yeah. Like
it's
fucking
it's
nuts.
Super, it's almost
that's
sociopath.
Like,
yeah.
That's like a story that you don't tell about yourself. That's a story that 20 other people tell about you.
Like where they're like, when he leaves the room, they go, hey, did you know what he did?
That's what he did.
Here's the thing, though.
He has one line. I'm sitting there, like, in the director's chair, yeah. And I get a script handed to me, but who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck? Yeah. Like, that's how that story is told. Even, it's not like, guess what I did.
Even Paul Hogan, who's, like, probably super nice, is like, it was a great movie. I had the script, and then this other guy rewrote the script.
Yeah, you're not Colin Quinn. You're that guy. Yeah. You're that guy. And this is what aggravated me the most about this story. These two fucking koala bears.
Whoa. I am an American man.
As soon as you were done with the fucking story, they were like, they didn't know either to go, fuck you. Yeah. They needed Mo and me to go, you fucking idiot, to go, oh, that was a bad story? They were like, is that what you do on the set?
Well, it's because a story like that, if you do something like that, you usually don't also have the self-awareness to tell that story. Like, you just like, you do that because you don't know, you don't have any perspective on what anybody thinks of you.
All right, it took me a few years to understand what a jackass I truly am.
All right, here we are. Let me introduce the show. Uh-huh. I didn't do that. We usually start the show out. You listen to You Know What Dude podcast.
You know that
we got Dan Soda, aka Monster Voice.
Hello, Bobby.
Kelly Festuca, aka Fat Kelly.
Hey,
I just love saying it. She used to be fat. She's good now though. And we got fucking Morgan Murphy back on, which you did one with me back in the day just me doing it at my house.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we have Colin Quinn, who is actually the original dude who did it with me back in the day.
That's right.
Colin Quinn, Robert Kelly is sometimes Colin Quinn. So that's it. That's all. I get that out of the way. I'm excited that you're back. It's kind of bugging me that Mo, I don't know if you've noticed this, Quinn. You guys don't know it. You got sexy. Something happened.
Like look at that.
You're looking like Bobby's fucking color. Hot. Like your hair and your thighs and your titties and your leather jacket. Your pleather, your hipster look.
You got
a John Joseph dungaree shirt on.
An denim shirt. I haven't worn. Yeah, okay.
Did you fuck John Joseph to get that?
She looks like the wife of someone that leads a band or like a guitarist in a band.
Right.
Like a successful band.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. You look like the wife that's like, she's been there from the beginning.
Yeah, the twat that could ruin it because she wants to come out and sing too. Yeah.
Like, just let her play the fucking tambourine and we'll move on.
It's so nice to look like someone who's with someone important. Such well, a wonderful compliment.
Dan's a Colorado sexist.
Whoa, hey, not fair. But well, in Colorado, women do know their place.
You know what she does? You know what she looks like? Like the Jennifer, like the real version of the Jennifer Aniston character in Rockstar.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite movies.
What are you doing?
Remember?
She's just pulling plugs.
Kelly just started pulling plugs. Yeah,
she had enough of the coffee at the beginning.
The fuck are you doing?
She's just fucking yanking wires out of the back of the
plugging the wire in the computer.
There you go, Kel. I got you.
That really did look like a renegade move.
You should have did that at the beginning of the show. Remember that? Kelly
went
mad.
I was near the beginning. I was getting ice.
Wow, there you go. Nice. Oh, the ice. See the passive aggressive shit?
Can you pass, I know this is horrible. Can you pass me one of those Diet Cokes?
Yeah,
I'm watching my fucking eyes melt, Kelly.
Kelly sucks. You suck today.
I'm picking up the slack on this one. Thanks, I'm security and now the assistant.
Dan, thank you for opening the door. Thank you for helping Colin.
I do what I can.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
You know what I think it might be, Bobby? What? You know what? Your wife waxed my eyebrows. I think that's what it is.
Nice.
It might. Did you have bushy? Like, what kind of eyebrows did you have?
I just had one solid black bar.
One solid monobrow.
That's it. That's why.
Yeah.
But you're something about. There's something different with you.
It's the way she's dressing.
I was a little bit miserable in the last time you saw me living out here.
I mean, no, you still.
Not that I'm a shining bright.
Yeah, you're still miserable. I mean, trust me. Yeah. You still have the shit energy of a fucking of a flu.
Yeah. The energy of a flu.
But there's something about you. I mean, the shirt and the thing is open, and you're wearing a wife beater, and your titties and your thighs. You look different.
People listening to this are going to think that I'm like... You're all dressed.
Your push-up bra and you're just fucking...
I'm wearing a t-shirt and a denim shirt, a jacket, and
you
pants.
Look at you. Maybe you're dressing a little more rock and roll. You used to dress a little more hippier. Like a little hippier. Yeah, you had a lot of earth tones before. I'm not a big fan of earth tones.
Oh, really?
Now you're dark and kind of mysterious. And you're wearing some tight little fucking jeans, slacks. What are they called? Slacks?
Yes, tight slacks.
You got some new jewelry on, some mystical jewelry, some Game of Thrones jewelry. I don't know. Am I out of my mind, Quinn?
No. She's always been sexy. But you're right, she's dressing more like rock and roll.
There's a little something going on with her. There's a little something sexy going on. Don't get fucked up, but take it. Take it in a good way.
Thanks.
It sounds like you're appraising her like she's about to be bred with. You're like, look at that. Ah, she's got nice firm.
Can you also mention I'm a comedian?
She's one of the funniest women comedians. My wife waxed the back of my neck. She waxes my ears now.
Yeah, she told me because we broke the wax out in your house.
What do you mean? Whoa. She told you?
Yeah, I'm friends with her.
Yeah, that's my fucking wife. Oh. She doesn't tell you shit. She's not supposed to tell you secrets.
It's not a secret.
Calm down, Jake. We're just having a couple of drinks. It's totally innocent. It's totally innocent.
Is it a secret?
Well, if you laugh, that's it.
Is the first thing you reveal on a podcast you put on the internet considered a secret? You were just announcing it.
Well, no, here's the thing. I can announce it, but she's not supposed to announce it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
I don't want her telling you that I wax my ears.
She told me she waxes your ears.
Yeah. She does wax my ears.
Logic.
Listen, here's the first thing.
Uh-huh.
She waxed the back of my neck. I had a few hairs. She waxed it.
Uh-huh.
Now I've had pimples on the back of my neck.
Yeah, ingrown.
For like three weeks.
You gotta do something about that, buddy.
What?
Exfoliate. I don't know. Get some laser treatments.
That's how pimples go away after you get a full
laser treatment? No, you just probably have some ingrown hairs. You get some laser. I laser.
Do you blink anymore? What happened to... What the fuck? Who's in you? What did they do to you?
I haven't seen you in a long time, so I'm making eye contact. It's nice to see you.
She's from L.A. She's a little happy. She was depressed writing on the shows and all that shit.
What show?
And plus, when she was writing on TV, comedy writers don't dress nice. So she was dressing down because she was a comedy writer.
But I'm writing on TV still.
What are you writing on?
I write on Two Broke Girls sitcom.
Oh, yeah, but that's different.
Why is that different?
I don't know. I just wanted to win the yoga.
Eat your mic, Colin. Eat the mic. No, not down.
He's like really gonna eat it, Bobby. Don't dare him to do that.
That was a fat joke.
I know. I'm well aware.
I just saw Bobby and Colin finish a pizza right before we started.
We raped that pizza.
Here's the scary part. I'll eat another one.
There are no more.
Yeah,
Phil.
I could. Yeah, Phil eat that pizza, and you gave it to him like, have one. And we were both thinking, don't have it, but
no,
he went for it.
We're glad Phil had one.
I'm not.
Because I felt bad when I made the Eric McCormick.
Look at that.
Easy 5 o'clock shadow. I don't like that he fucking got serious. Hey, it's right here, fatty. I didn't.
Plus, Kelly was supposed to have a slice, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
She does. She's playing. Why are you playing coy, Kelly?
No, I'm not. What? Shut up.
Oh, she's fucking up today.
I'm not.
She's fucking up on the ice.
I told a lovely Australia. Hey, did you guys ever go to Australia? How come nobody's been to Australia doing comedy except like Keith Robinson? How come only the black comedians get to go to Australia?
I feel like everyone's gone the last couple of years. I feel like that's a big new wave. Everyone goes over there.
It's a novelty because I don't have black comics in Australia.
I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Yeah.
You should
but
go.
They won't ever pick me to go to their fucking festival.
No.
It's the best. I love the festival. It's awesome.
When is the festival?
It's in April, the month of April.
Good.
They've never ever picked me. ever picked me to go to that festival. And I've known everybody. Keith went twice, didn't he?
Mm.
Patrice went. Big J went. Didn't Big J go?
Mm-hmm.
And Marina went.
How the fuck does that happen?
Maybe they can't afford you, Bobby.
What the fuck are you talking about? You can afford me. I was just at the Improv in Kansas City. You can afford me. All you have to do is brisket and pulled pork. I'm there. I ate so much barbecue and fuck.
It's the greatest.
Off the rails.
Kansas City's the greatest.
Really?
Me and Ari Shafir, he was at the other club. I brought him. You know Ari.
I like him.
He was. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For saying that you like him. He's. He's pretty much looks like a Jewish guy.
What? Ari?
I bring him to just a cul-de-sac of rednecks.
Oh, yeah. They fucking...
The guy says to me the next day, I'm really glad you brought Ari, man. I never met anybody like him. He walked in. I was like, wow, what's this?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, he was being genuine, though. Like, I never met a Jew.
Right.
Like, a real Jew that looked like a Jew.
Wow.
He's really Jewy. I mean, he's not so much, but he's, like, Talmudically studied Jewy.
Okay. Colin, tell her to dumb that shit down. We know she's writing for TV. Talmudically is not going to fly on the
You
Know What
I think that's
podcast.
A real word. I think it's... I go ahead. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, we fucking chowed. I ate so much pulled pork. And I had a big plate of it they sent home with me back to my hotel room. No refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
No fridge. No microwave. They had a little one in the like a lobby somewhere.
So you had to finish it.
No. I fucking left it in the bathroom and I turned the lights out because it was cool in the bathroom for a day and a half.
Oh.
Wait, and then you ate it?
You should have thrown some ice down there.
Let me tell you what I did with that. It was around 2. I was like, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to throw it away. I'm not going to do it. Around 2 o'clock in the morning, I started getting hungry and I started getting fucking sad and lonely and all that shit. I took that plate. I walked down 10 floors. I took the elevator down, walked through the lobby, and I went and I found the little microwave, and I took the tinfoil, and I sat there for 5 minutes in my sweatpants and a T-shirt. And this is the only part that made me feel better. It was around 8 fat chicks at a convention, and they were all in their sweatpants and their little cool things with their little teddy bears, and they were all just talking to one gay dude. And they were all just going on and on. I think this guy, we need to get together more. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, they caught the brisket.
It went dead silent.
Did they look at you like the dogs in The Omen?
All yours.
They all just turned and looked at Bobby.
You heard nothing.
Is
just,
that brisket?
It just went silent.
Fucking
and I was like, I didn't
convention.
Even know what the fuck happened. I just knew something was different. And I just heard...
The
and then
changed.
One of them goes, do you smell barbecue?
Betsy, there's barbecue somewhere.
I walked out.
They're all looking at each other. And every other one is turned into like a cartoon steak.
They all look like lumps of brisket with the clothes on.
I walked.
Barbecue.
I had to turn that corner like I was just a fucking room full of vampires.
Yeah, it really. Or like zombies. They just started fucking slowly starting.
Bobby, run.
It was such a fucking moment. And I walked through them and they were just dead quiet. And then you heard ding. And then you heard little. I was fully expecting to get to the 10th floor and just all 8 of them be waiting for me like they ran up the stairs.
It felt like a Coke dealer in the 80s.
It was so good. So good.
But wait a minute. You had it in your room for a day and a half.
Yep.
So did you take it out?
Oh, this sounded like a 5-day, like you were stuck somewhere. Sorry. This is... Oh, the meat was for a day
the
and a half.
The meat was there, yeah.
Yeah, with no refrigerator.
So did you, no, but I'm saying, did you take it out of the shower and then shower and then put it back in?
No, I left it while I showered.
Where?
In the thing.
In the tub?
No, it was in the
So it got all hot and steamy?
It was on the counter.
So it would get all steamy from the shower? And
I don't know. I didn't check it. I only checked it when I ate it, when I brought it downstairs. And it was fucking delicious. Delicious. Spicy sausage, pulled pork, chicken. Oh, the chicken I really didn't fuck with. But the pulled pork, it was a fist full of pork ass.
Just a lump.
And then spicy. And then the beans with the sausage in it. And then a spare rib. I mean, oh my fucking God. Oh my God. And this is what I did. This is what I did. I used to do it when I was fat the last time. I used to get a towel and just put it over my fucking, you know, just the bed and my stomach. Just a towel. And that's what I did. I got on the plane Monday morning.
Well, what do you mean you get a towel?
You get a towel. You know, instead of getting napkins.
Use your stomach as a table as a towel. You know, like a tablecloth.
It's a belly cloth.
It's a belly tablecloth. Yeah. It's just.
He even fluffs it out like it's a nice one.
Yeah, he's like, oh no, this is a white tablecloth restaurant.
Hilarious.
Road food is so sad.
It's the worst. I got on the plane the next day on the little plane, you know, where there's just one seat and two seats, and I get the one seat and I get on, and I'm so I'm trying. They're going, all right, put your seatbelts on, tray tables up, blah, and I can't put my seatbelt on.
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
Do you have to get the extend?
Now, here's the thing. I'm not getting the extend. I pick my stomach. I drag it, and I pull. I'm serious. I have a pulled muscle in my back from trying to push the fucking thing together in my arms, and I'm sweating, and I'm going.
Were you in the single seat or the double seat?
Single seat.
Okay, thank God.
Is there someone sitting next to you?
So, single seat. That would be the single seat part.
All right.
Pay attention.
It's reverse in Australia.
Yeah. So,
Bobby, I hate to break it to you. Qantas. That was a double seat.
And that's why she writes on shows. I rang my bell. And this one, I rang my fucking stupid bell, and she looked down, looked at me with just fuck you face, and then came down, ignored me, and I'm like, what, you know, I need, and I said, excuse me, I need an extender, and she walked by me.
What a bitch.
And she made me say it again. I go, excuse me, I need an extender. She made me say it twice. And then she goes, I know, I'm getting it.
Oh, well, fucking say something back. Acknowledge that you
spoke. And I was so, I could cry right now. Honestly, God, it almost made me want to cry. I was just like, because I was like, I'm fucked. And then she went and got me the extender. Not even a nonchalant way. She held it out. So I had to reach out in the aisle and grab it from this fucking cunt. And I had to like click it on and then click. It's a double click because you have to click it and then click again. Oh,
no. You should have sued the airlines like Kevin Smith.
That fat fuck got kicked off. That's pretty funny though. That's fucking brilliant.
Great.
That airline should get an award just for being just you. They kicked a dude off for being a fat fuck. Do you know what a hunk of garbage as being you have to be to go, sir, you need to get off flight because you're fat.
And he has to stand up and just fucking adjust. First you're all getting stand up and fucking trundle off the goddamn plane.
Trundle.
Fucking brutal.
And your fame does nothing.
No.
No, it just makes people go, I know who that is.
Other people are nudging these people going, do you know who that is? Yeah. And he's fat.
It just
get
makes,
off
it
the
makes
plane.
You look bigger.
He's brushing. Like, he's brushing.
Oh, he is. Oh, he's bigger in person.
He's brushing their arms as he passes by on his way out, trying to keep some dignity.
Comfortable sweatpants,
you know what
brushing
he's doing?
Against their legs.
A hockey jersey giving you just a wistful
just a brush of mesh. You just get that mesh right against your face.
He's doing what the fat flight attendants do, and they put one arm up on the thing and walk down so they're fat. Do you ever notice that? The fat flight attendants always have one arm up and they slide it down to keep their fat from hitting the people.
They're going to stretch it.
So funny.
Yeah, so I'm fucking, I've said, I got to be done, dude.
Sue the airline.
I'm not going to sue anybody. Why am I? I'm not that, I don't like suing people.
I think
people.
We should file a motion for Bobby.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to file a
What's
motion
the motion
for
called?
It's called extreme prejudice.
Yeah, and distress, mental distress.
Yeah. Mo, can you fucking punch this up a little bit?
I think you should sue them for giving you a wake-up call.
Thank you.
There it is.
I tell you what I did with Mo one time. I was doing radio, and I was just like, fuck, whatever. So I go, Mo, I'm going to do this radio, but will you write the jokes for me? Like, just the topics? They're going to give me topics, and you just write jokes, and I'll say them. And I told the radio station this is what I was doing. I hired a writer for this segment. And it was she came up with fucking great Tiger Woods jokes, all these great Obama jokes, and I killed using Mo as my fucking writer.
You're sitting across your kitchen table.
She's like, holding up the shit. I'm like, yeah, what do I think about Obama? And then she just started writing shit. And I hold up.
Ghostwriter.
I was for radio promoting a gig.
That's the best thing ever. Because the only other job you could have like that's like when I worked on Crank Anchors, that's the only TV job that is remotely like that, like where you get to write in the moment.
Right.
You know, because you're just, people are on the phone call.
Is that how it works? So people would just be on the phone, you'd be writing stuff to say to them?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like people, they had stuff prepared already, but then they send like two writers for every call session. So you'd sit there with a whiteboard and listen in on all the calls, and then you get to write stuff.
This is what makes me. I mean, that's awesome. That's great, but it also takes away the fucking. I always thought those were just a dude. You're a comic. You sit in a room. You pick up a phone and you be funny.
No, because a lot of the people that did that show were not comic. You know, it's like actors. Yeah, and
that's my point. That guys like me and other guys that who are funny who could have just picked up a fucking phone and made it funny, you need it's like
but there's a lot of guys.
Here's
but
an
Carolla
assist.
Can do that and Kimmel can do that, but there's people who can do great characters who maybe wouldn't be as a lot of people do.
Oh,
I can't even
name names, bitch.
No, but
you can't name. I tell you why you can't. Because there's none.
But you go like just someone like Jeff Goldblum is funny. It's like has a great voice and is would be funny making calls. Someone like Jeff Goldblum would be like hilarious making calls.
No.
But it's
Jeff Goldblum's good in movies and plays. He's not good as a stand-up comic or being funny. I don't give a fuck about his voice.
I didn't say this is between. You don't get on the phone and call some place and go, I'd like to do stand-up comedy for you. There's no prank phone call where you call some lady and start doing your act.
Well, I have to be honest, Morgan.
Thank you.
Out of all the names you could have picked, Jeff Goldblum is what you went to win this argument.
Yeah. That was the argument of someone who'd be, good, but
Jeff
not, maybe
Goldblum
not a, to,
first of all, was
maybe
he
not
really
a joke
on,
writer.
Was Jeff Goldblum really on Crank Angus?
Yes.
No. That's infuriating.
It makes
because
me angry.
Forget about Bobby not being on. I've never been on, and I've never been invited to Australia for any festival. I didn't even know there was a festival until 5 minutes ago when you guys started talking about it.
He's the co-writer of Crocodile Dundee 2.
Yeah. You understand? Hey, guys, where you going? I'm in.
Draft.
That was a T-shirt in Australia.
That was huge.
The T-shirt I'm in. It said, I'm in.
I like the limo driver.
Weren't you the limo? You weren't the limo driver.
No, he had.
No, I was a rich guy with a tuxedo.
Yeah, rich guy with a tuxedo. And he come out, hey, they're jumping over the wall. And he gets out of his fucking limo and he goes, where are you going? I'm in.
I'll tell you, I looked fucking good. I looked like Matthew McConaughey back then.
Whoa.
Hey,
you look like Matthew McConaughey back then, what Matthew McConaughey looks like now. That cocksucker is fucking aging bad, huh?
Oh,
yeah, I haven't seen a recent picture of him.
His eyes are just sunken. He's just
that's a sad.
Yeah, he's going the route of Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze went from good-looking guy to fucking old in a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Like something just happened, and it's that
something happened. It was called cancer. Yeah.
Not that part.
One of the worst ones to get too.
No. I mean
pancreatic cancer will do that. Fucking knock really a couple of years off your face.
Lose a bit of weight.
Ugly bastard.
I'm saying before the cancer, he looked like a motherfucker. Before
well,
he had
even
cancer.
Saying that is doesn't
it's
make
just
you nice.
Ignorant he's like, hey, observations wait a minute. Are just like, hey, I'm I not haven't saying... seen Pauly Class in a long time. You guys see
her? Oh, wow.
Oh, Bobby, she was...
Hey, you guys remember that stage Michael Douglas went through a little bit? He looked awful.
Well, Dick Clark does not look the way you do. He's not the same guy.
Maybe someone's sitting around saying the same about you right now. You don't look as gorgeous as you did in the 80s. I'm just saying.
First of all, fucking Dan, I'll be back.
I know you will.
I'll be fucking back. People like you have doubted me.
I am not.
Shut up. People like you have doubted me since I moved to this shit city. I have come back.
I was 12 when you moved
here. Shut up. I'll turn your mic off. I fucking came back 3 times. Tell him, Colin.
I was in middle school during your second fast.
Yeah, well, listen.
Death to Dan.
I will rise. You will all feel my power.
Turn his mic off. I would never say that to you, Bobby. I believe in your I believe in your next
kiss
skinny.
Ass Australian.
I believe in
Bobby. I'll go even farther. I believe- say I think you look good. I think you look nice.
What are you, chubby chaser? What's going on? Morgan's got fetishes.
That's why she's so happy now.
You found her fucking
calling. That's why she's not breaking eye contact.
I don't think you're as fat as you're presenting yourself to be on. I think people are going to imagine a morbidly obese guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. I've had to keep the weight on a little bit for certain things. Number one, that NYC 2-2, I can't get shredded again because they wanted me to be that chunky cop, ball cop. Because he literally said, the showrunner was like, dude, don't fucking lose weight. Don't get in shape. Because I started to lose weight when I was on the show. I started doing MediFast. Mm-hmm. And I was walking around going, look at this, I'm losing weight. And he was like, don't lose too much, fatty. Because we don't need a sexy bald guy. We need a chunky dude walking in.
They don't want sexy Bob back?
They wanted one cop that looked like a real cop. And that was me. But then, so I kept it on for that. But that was the excuse in my head. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to get down to TV fat.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, where you look fat on TV, but you don't look that fat in real life.
Right, like a Ricky Gervais.
Yes.
Mm. Used to be TV fat. Now he's actually in shape, but he used to be TV fat. I want to be that fat. This fat right here, you don't book gigs with this. You don't book gigs with this. Well, I'll say it again. You don't book
a lot of you book before pictures. You can do that.
And this is the worst too, is all the comedy clubs I do use, they suck. I tell my manager, you send them the fucking updated fat pic. I just got fat pics taken. So I don't look as bad as I do in real life, but I look more closer to what I really look like. And these fucking improvs refuse to use it. They're using Torgasm pics when I was a little boy. And I show up and these little girls are in the front row and they look up and there's this fucking asshole with a bowling shirt on with flop sweat and zits on the back of his neck and holding a towel from the hotel. It's like, fuck you. Put the fat pic up in the front. I don't want people walking by pointing at it going, I saw a fat O&A fan couple pointing at my headshot laughing as I pulled up in the limo.
Oh, man.
That's I don't know what they were laughing at, but it was my headshot, and it was the younger one.
Oh, when you have, like, the cheekbones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, they wanted sexy Bobby.
But here's the deal. I've had that four times, people. Don't doubt me. I'll be back. And when I'm back, I'll pick my shirt up, and I'll fucking show you what a belly button's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
I'm
not like that.
Yeah. Sure. Look at that sliver.
Look at that hemorrhoid belly button.
What? It's a gross belly button.
Stand up. Let me see that.
I don't like Morgan's face right now. It's almost like I just shouldered
my
asshole.
She's got the right face. That's the face you're supposed to give that belly button.
You know, I've never seen anything like it.
It's gross, and I get it.
Was it a scar?
No.
No, it's not a scar.
It's like a hemorrhoid in his fucking belly button.
My pops tied the umbilical cord himself and he snapped it off.
Yeah, held it in his mouth in like to hold the knots.
Yeah, in the shadows of the Rocky Mountains as the sun was setting.
But I don't think he had a belly button. I think they had to make one. I think that, like, when he was a boy, I don't think his belly, I think something happened. Like, his dick was his belly button. And they were like, well, what are we going to do? He has no belly button. He's going to look weird. And they just sliced a little hole there and made a belly button. He looks like a post-op trainee vagina. That's what his belly button looks like.
Oh, Dan?
I don't know about
rebuttal?
That.
That's why they call me Too Far Kelly. Sometimes I take it too far.
I mean,
and you're not going to know where too far is unless you take it there.
Bob stunned the room.
But you've been fat a bunch of times, Quinn.
Yes, I'm still kind of fat. But I mean,
you're not fat. You didn't get fat again. You're still thin.
I'm still on the thanks. But I get fat. I get fat a lot over the course of my life, since my 20s.
How many fats have you had?
Well, even when I was a kid, when I was 12, I always had a fat stomach. I remember playing basketball and I was trying to, like, my whole body was skinny, but my gut was big. I was just born with a misshapen, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some people are born with certain genetic, like, big shoulders and shit. I always had a gut even when I was, like, 12. I've been fat about probably 10 times.
What?
10.
10 fats.
Jesus.
10
up
fats.
And down.
Wow. In my life, yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, Mo, will you turn that AC off real quick? I forgot to turn that off. People are going to be bitching. I can hear the AC. Go fuck yourself. Anyways, 10 fats.
10 fats.
I've had 6 fats. Ooh, that sounds so much better, doesn't it?
Mm. Crystal clear.
Wow. That's fuck you. Sorry. I was sweating. I had pizza. I'm sorry, people out there in the fucking sound world. Sounds really good. I'm on my sixth fat right now, but this is the worst one. I'm having a hard time because I always had smoking to jump back onto.
Right.
Smoke a couple cigarettes.
When I smoked, I used to be able to drop weight like crazy.
I could drop weight. I could drop 30 pounds. I did 30 pounds in a month once.
When I smoked. Crazy.
For a film.
That was for that film.
Same thing.
Yeah.
When I smoked, anytime you're hungry at night, just smoke. It was the greatest.
But chicks can't do that. You guys are lucky. Girls don't drop weight like that.
Why?
Girls don't drop weight as fast as guys. They don't. So you guys just melt off.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny, too, because Weight Watchers, they got mad at me at Weight Watchers because they were doing the points, and they took away, like, 10 points from the girls, and they gave me 5. Mm-hmm. So I had, like, 43 points for the day, and the girls had, like, 19.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they just looked at me like, and they started going, why does he, like, I'm the one who did the points.
Right.
Like, that's why I stopped going to those fucking meetings. Because it's just women.
Just turning on Bobby.
Guys lose weight quicker. I lost weight. Every week I'd come in, I'd be like, proud. I'd be like, I lost 5 pounds. And this fat lady would be like, I lost a half a pound.
Yeah, she'd be pissed.
And you
at
just
you.
Took away fucking 10 points, you motherfucker.
And the only exercise you did was like lifting a sandwich to your face. I did it like 20 times yesterday.
Well, the first time I met Colin, I was Fat Kelly when I first met you. Like,
really?
Yeah, like a year and a half ago.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't remember. That's totally cool. I totally get it. It's fine. But I was Fat Kelly. Search through the archives.
So you were a fatso when you met him?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're cool, thin, but I liked your fat. I thought you were sexy.
I didn't like my.
I think your face was
better
fat.
Were you
fat.
Really fat? Or
it was like
40
pounds.
Fat.
Like, you know,
oh, I'd say 50.
I had a double
40
chin.
Pounds. Oh, 40 pounds, not that bad.
Yeah, but I had
that's four babies.
That's a lot. I had
those
a double,
are four healthy babies.
I had a double chin, but big boobies and a big, big thighs.
And now she's got a flat belly and fucking blech boobs. I'm kidding. You got good boobs.
She's
Mo.
Got good boobs.
Mo, your boobs.
You got good boobs.
This is what happens. Makes me sick about you. Is you're one of my good friends, and I don't think of you that way, except with your tits.
Really?
Yeah, you got fucking slamming titties.
Slamming titties? What kind of early 90s compliment was that? You got a rad rack.
She's got the, you know what? That's my favorite thing right there. Don't
cover up. No. Don't be shy.
I've got a shirt that comes up moderately high.
This is the thing.
No
way. In between there, see the stretch in between the shirt?
Yeah.
Because of the titties, that three little wrinkles?
Right.
One of the hottest things.
Yeah.
I mean, turns me on. Yeah, the little stretch there. Take the sunglasses off for a second.
It's also because like you've got a really good body. Like you're tall. You're tall
what?
And you're really slim. Why? You normally
just
don't
let
get.
Let us fucking look at your chest.
I really like the 1930s casting couch thing that's going on right here. He's like, no, you're good for the role.
No,
but,
this is
just take a piece of clothing.
This
off.
Is the movie Fame, isn't it?
It is disgusting, but you try to take
bit.
The sunglasses.
Yeah, stop fucking. Take the sunglasses on. I just want
to
show the stretchy part, Colin, in the middle.
Listen to your elders.
All right, if I take the sunglasses off, do I get the writing job?
You get the role.
See that stretchy part in the middle?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I like. Oh. That's what I like.
You really are like a strip club owner.
Right? Really
yeah. That's
really
what like. I fucking
do
like.
You want a feature dance this weekend? Oh, that's what I like right here.
You know that'd still be Bobby though hiring people at a bank. Like some lady comes, all right, let me see here. You
home
got,
equities.
Master's in business from Harvard. Why don't you pull that skirt up a little bit, sweetheart?
Do one of these. Do a little, do a turn.
I'm going to play a little song called Hot for Teacher. You might have heard of this.
We realize you're coming in for the vice president of sales. But why don't
show
you
me
show
your twat.
Me? Yeah, spread them.
I don't know if I ever told this, but I was going in for an interview for one of the juvenile hall places, right? You know, because I was in them, and then when I was 18, I was, you know, 15 to 18. I had, you know, 3 years of sobriety by then, and I had my shit together. It was a success story. They flew me to Washington, blah, blah, blah. So they asked me I could get a job. I needed a job, so they gave me this job at this NFI shelter care. And I went up, and one of the guys, the guys who runs it, was one of the guys at a place I was in when I was a kid, when I was like 13, 14. And he always weirded me out. I never really fucking went near him. But I remember, you know, I walked in on one time, and they have to do the strip searches at the beginning. And he never did me. He'd always get other kids, and I'd get somebody else. And you have to take your clothes off. You have to do jumping jacks, and you have to bend over. Mm-hmm. Right? That's just mandatory. You
S.O.P.
Had to do it. And I remember one time I walked in on him into the bathroom. He was doing one of my friend Mike, and he's got him over his shoulder. They were wrestling.
Oh.
And Mike was in his underwear. And I'm like, "Dad, what the fuck are you doing? What's going on?" And they were, he was like, "Oh, we're just wrestling. We're just, come on, we're just kidding around." And Mike was like, "Yeah, we're just kidding." And I was like, "Ugh." So anyways, cut to 18. I'm in this job.
We're wrestling. I'm in my underwear. We're in the bathroom wrestling. This guy's going for a double leg takedown.
This guy's sitting across from me, and he's, you know, "Hey, Bobby, it's good for you." And then he says something to me, and he goes, you know, but remember, I remember you when you were a kid, and you came in. I mean, I'm proud of you. And then he goes, "Ah," and he grabbed my junk. And he leaned in, just like jokingly, if you could jokingly grab another guy. Like, "Come on." And I went, "What the fuck are you doing? Are you fucking nuts?" And I snapped. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't mean I was just kidding." I'm like, "What are you kidding? Grabbing a guy's cock is fucking kidding? What do you think? I'm fucking 10? I'm a fucking adult, you asshole."
Would it be okay if you were 10? That's how we greet kids around here. Ah, nice cock grab.
Like a 10, you're just joking around. Look, if there's no pubes, it's all in fun. That's my rule. Once you get pubes, it's uncomfortable.
So what'd he do?
He was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. And he really backpedaled. And I was like, "All right, whatever. We done?" Because this is my big interview. He was like, "Yeah, we're done, Ron." You know, he just gave me the... There was no other... I was supposed to go through some other shit. I just got the job. It was a perfect job, too. Overnight job. I get to sleep half the night. I got money. It was fucking great. He just gave me the job. But he got fired. He got fired 2 months later. Because I think he was fucking around with some kids. And one of the kids ratted him out. But here's the thing. He's fucking around with these little... These kids are fucking dangerous. I'm surprised he didn't get a knife in his fucking throat before that. But
lives on the edge.
It'd be funny if I just took my cock out. Don't fuck. What are you doing?
Finish.
You fucking grab it nice. And I just took it out and I started stroking his dick.
Seesaw.
You wet your hand first.
I've been jealous since you had him in the bathroom. You had Mike in the bathroom. He wouldn't take me. Now let me see that cock.
I'll tell you the. I like that story. There's one person that doesn't appreciate this story.
Mike.
Yeah.
Who's Mike?
Your friend.
He's on the fucking podcast now. He's like, "Hey, thanks."
I didn't say his last name. I thought you were talking about him. I forgot his name was Paul.
Phil.
Sorry, Phil. Yeah, sorry, Phil. I just looked at his face and he was looking down and he was actually figuring something out. But that figuring something out face and I've been molested too face is the same thing.
Phil's figuring.
I thought I touched a nerve with Phil.
When Phil was in school, he was trying to study. The teacher's like, "What's wrong?" They take him to the office. Tell us what happened.
You've never been molested, right?
No, I got through unscathed.
Never.
No.
Well, Kelly? In Colorado. No.
Say it.
Of course, Colorado. It's more of like it's like a commune type mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really call it molestation.
Correction.
Like, he'd be out there like naked, like kind of Burning Man with different families. Like all the families get together.
So it's spiritual.
Like Little League, corn. But they're all naked.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Very liberal.
Colorado's a very different state. It's like a hippie-ish kind of place. So what he called, there's a fine line between molestation and like exploration, they call it.
Exactly. It's exploration until you're 13.
Yeah. So they see naked adults and like, "What's that?" Like, "That's okay. That's a vagina. That's a penis."
They're very, very, a lot of turquoise.
Dance.
There's a lot of turquoise everywhere.
Did you, what would do it? Who cut your hair?
Dude,
Caesar?
I had to leave early and I was like, "Just take it all off." And she's like, "Well, it's going to take like 15 minutes. I was like, "I have to go." And I was like, "This is the worst haircut I've ever got in my life."
Thanks. It looks like a fucking...
Come on. Come on.
Something Michelangelo would sculpt.
Well, that's actually a compliment, I think.
No, it's not.
Was that?
Yeah, I think it's a compliment.
Kind of is.
One of the greatest artists in the history of mankind.
He's universally
renowned. Fucking look like... You look like... Da Vinci fucking painted you.
You know what? Your dumb face looks like a nice Starry Night.
None of those are cool. Fucking Mona Lisa is an ugly twat. What do you? That's
maybe
not
that's
a
what
compliment.
I want to look like.
And David, his hair sucked.
Well, and Van Gogh, actually, everyone looks like they have
AIDS.
No,
cancer.
No, just had acne.
Gout.
Acne.
Oh.
pass me a Diet Coke, please.
Sure.
Yeah, that concept didn't fly with me. Oh. This wasn't a compliment. David's haircut stunk. Any Roman haircut stinks.
I think it's a sign of greatness.
I, yeah.
You like his haircut, Mom?
I think he looks nice. I think you look nice too. I think everybody here would say I think it's a nice looking group.
Well, look at you. You look like a goddamn Raphael painting or something.
What?
I don't like Bobby's LA. She's bringing her LA attitude into this fucking room. Did you hear? Everybody's nice. You're nice. He's nice.
Everyone's great.
Everybody's nice.
I've always found Morgan to be very pleasant.
Oh, that's corporate Dan.
Oh, no, it's catching on.
Hey, neutral. That's what we like to see. Come on.
Don't think that fucking Colin won't grab you for me. Don't think that me and Colin aren't on the fucking same page.
Yeah, I'll pull a job interview. Bobby, job interview.
I'm just like, ouch.
Grab his junk. What are you thinking about?
I was just thinking about being molested.
Oh, wow.
On a very special, you know what, dude.
Sorry, Phil.
Spill.
So anyways, you've never been molested, right?
No, never been molested.
So I'm the only one in the
room. I'm shocked that I haven't been.
You've been molested. I'm sorry. Did I bring
something?
You
drink a lot of Diet Coke, Colin.
I sure do. I sure do.
You've never been molested, have you?
What the fuck? What is that face?
I just, you know, no, not really.
I don't think that question could actually. There's no not. It's either yes or no. What's not really?
What happened, Colin?
I've gone over these stories in the past. But it's hard to say because, you know, I feel like. No, the reason I say not really is because there's a fine line between, like, being molested, you get visions of somebody who's not, like, complicit. You know what I mean? And, like, a lot of times, especially when I was a real little kid, I mean, I was a real pervert. I mean...
You were.
Yeah. Like, I used to get... Hi, Norm. I used to... Starting with age five, and I'll say, in the spirit of Bob, I'll say the first name is Sharon. Starting age five, this girl's bent over in the... Right in the alley between two houses, and I'm fingering her. I was like five, she's like five. I'm fingering her. It's like, Daisy's like,
ah, I got it in her gun.
And my mother looked,
I'm five years old, I'm finger placed in her. Ow!
I got my fingers bent.
She looks at me, I go, you don't even know your ABCs.
And then the juice comes out on my hand. You whore, get it off.
This is worse than when I play with bugs.
All right, so you finger blasted her.
Uh-huh. Right. Even at five. And I just remember there was a lot of, put it this way, there was a lot of sex in my childhood in those early years from 5 to like 11. I was on more of a roll then from 11 to 14, actually. And, you know, some of it was kids slightly older, but I don't really call that molestation.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
Exploration.
Yeah.
How can you agree with it? You've never done anything.
Because he said there was the exploration line from earlier.
Yeah.
I'll sit in that one.
So you're saying that kids with each other doesn't count as molestation.
Yeah, kids with each other when it's both consensual.
So if I suck my friends,
you have some holes. I have some things that fit in the holes.
Let's see where this goes.
So if you suck your friend's cock for shits and giggles at 10, it's cool.
Right.
When does it become not cool?
When you seek it out.
When you start learning multiplication.
When you pay for it.
Yeah. When you realize that there's fiscal gain to be had.
When you drive to the person you're fucking, I think that's when it starts.
Bike or car. I think bike riding counts.
You have to go, is your wife home?
And there's somebody else sitting there goes, why don't you have a seat over there? I'm like, oh, no. Chris Hansen.
Would you like to come in?
By the way, I had that thing, just the Chris Hansen thing, I had this like observation last night that I've never had about that whole To Catch a Predator deal, which is... Who offers up their house for those shows?
It's like porn. It's like, yeah, exactly.
Hilarious. I never thought about that before, but like who says, yeah, use my house?
Like someone in Kentucky's like on Craigslist?
We'll give you a $500 fee and we're just going to invite dozens of pedophiles to your home.
Awful people who now have directions.
I never thought about that before.
That is really funny. It's the same as like porn. Like who just... Well, obviously,
but
in
it's
porn
worse than porn.
Oh yeah, worse. And children.
Has, we're gonna invite.
No, because you're inviting only.
Yeah,
predators.
We're gonna give predators to your.
They know you're out.
Yeah, that remember to directions. Your, to your, gets out of jail. Yes. He's like, yeah, I fucking that guy lived.
Yeah, there's a pirate map to your house. A pedophile somewhere. All right, matey, get this. Yeah. I got finger blasted a 10-year-old at this house.
Oh. I heard.
There's
met
like
her
90
on the
people in jail right now. Yeah, who are like 316 Oak Place.
Oh yeah. Oh, with it's the blue one. You turn to the left.
What has there anybody, any of those where the guy actually just is like, yep, yep, I
oh,
like,
yeah.
I
yeah.
like
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a couple
oh,
where they,
yeah.
they get submissive where they're like, I just reckon.
But because I like the ones where they're like, ah, fuck, I knew it. I'm just, right. The best lie is this. I was here to help.
Right.
I'm going to help. I just wanted to help.
Right, I wanted yeah. to.
So you're going to help with the six pack and condoms?
And condoms.
How is that going to help?
Mike's hard lemonade.
Why? Yeah. Why is that? That has to come from the fake pedophile. That's like a thing that they always ask for. They must always ask.
They
for
must.
Mike.
You know. Yeah. You know what the evil part about that is?
What?
They probably have a deal with Mike's Hard Lemonade, and they're like, look,
can we use it? Can we use it on our program?
Like, we can get your commercials in, but that's horrible.
Listen, yeah, it's weird. You know, like, there's one like during sweeps week, it turns to like vitamin water, and you're like, oh, I'm suspect.
Yeah, that's why Chris Hansen holds it up. Why do you have
Mike's Hard
Trojans and Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Delicious, easy to drink Mike's Hard Lemonade. The best is the sales guy that got that came in the office. He goes, guys, great deal. NBC's picked us up. We got a full run of commercials. One thing, we're gonna have to be on Dateline's How to Catch a Predator. Is that cool, guys?
And Mike's Hard, the owner of Mike's Hard Lemonade, Mike, not to say Mike, hopefully from, but Mike probably is.
That's where he came up with the concept.
I know a lot of Mikes, dude.
By the way, Mike's Hard Lemonade also sounds like a thing that a grown man would tell a little kid what jizz is. Like, well, this is Mike's Hard, you know, it's Mike's
this
Mike.
This is lemonade. This is Mike's adult lemonade.
Adult lemonade.
This is Uncle Mike's lemonade, if you want some of this.
Did they?
Oh, because they getting fucked.
Remember, there's one guy that they caught. they caught one guy, and he was crying and flipping out. But then they did a sting the next day somewhere else, and they caught him again.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They walked up. They're like, "What are you doing?"
He gets in his car. Goes, shake it off. Shake it off. Just go home. Find a new one.
But they didn't even like do the sting. They were like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I don't know.
They're just like. As he's walking, they don't even catch him. Really?
He knows the camp. Yeah. He knows the guy holding the boom mic.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Raj. What's up, buddy? Back again. You guys still have those cookies?
Those are the best. Is when they come in and they knew the show and they're like, I knew something. I thought it was Chris. Hey, yeah, of course.
No young dick is this easy.
The worst, like candid camera. Am I? Shit.
How about the guys? They never
hands
show
on
the,
their hips.
They never show the guys that come drive by. Get out of the car and then just get back in their car and say, fuck this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be guys.
Sure.
That have just like.
That listen to their gut, right?
That go,
they looked
I don't
in the window, they saw like the tip of a boom mic.
Like, I don't think they have that kind of equipment.
But even when they look in the window, by then the cops are outside.
Yeah. In bushes.
Oh, the best is when they're backing away from the house and they're going, guys, so we're cool. And they get out the front door and the fucking local cops, those Kentucky cops, just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
All right, so I can leave? Yeah, go ahead. You can
leave. Yeah, no. Oh, dude, hey, no harm, no foul. You didn't fuck anybody, right? Yeah. He's like, all right. And then he fucking turns around and gets clobbered.
But here's the deal. You get arrested. You get processed. You get a court date, and you get to go home.
Right.
You don't go to jail.
No.
Yeah, it's not like you get processed, and you go the fuck home.
Right.
And you got to go home and tell your wife.
Where were you, honey?
Well, I'll be on TV soon, so.
You're like, honey, you got to go home to your wife, DVR, next Friday.
Yeah. She goes, I need the
minivan. Honey, I booked a show.
I need the minivan tomorrow. It's going to be a little hard.
Yeah. Oh.
So we're not going to get that back for a while.
Right.
Why? Because I tried to fuck a boy.
Soft.
I'm into boy fucking.
You know I'm on the internet a lot.
Yeah.
I love the fake cops they get, or the cops that get to play the fake kid. We're like, all right, cool, I'll be right back downstairs.
Yeah. It's just some bull. It's just some bull dyke.
Yeah, it's just some lesbian chick from the precinct that's like, "All right, guys, fuck it, I'll do it." Hey, come on in, sit down. I don't trust that's a little boy at all.
Like, I love Dan's pedophile voice, boy voice.
Yeah, yeah. You made the boy sound older.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, dude? I'll be right down. That sounds a little out of my age range.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck a man.
I'm in the wrong demo in this
dude,
house.
It's like this. Hey, man. All right, sit down, man.
Oh, gross.
You want anything? I got cookies.
But at what age do you start to go, okay, why is the girl inviting this guy over?
Like 7?
Yeah.
I do think it's entrapment. I mean,
it's definitely entrapment.
I think it's I don't understand how. No, it is entrapment. I think these people are sick and wrong and should have their nuts cut off, but I also think it's entrapment.
You think it's
both ends of the spectrum. You just gave like the Chinese government's view on pedophiles.
No,
where like, they should be eunuchs, and you're like,
but you see the results.
They should have the head examined.
I know exactly what these people are. It's sick. It's wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's something wrong with them. But at the same time, if you look at like the legal jargon, it's entrapment.
Oh, there's
it's
a lawyer that's probably extremely wealthy off that thought alone.
Sure.
All right, we're gonna take a break real quick, and we'll be right back. We're gonna come back with if it's entrapment to fuck a kid.
Yeah. Leave on me defending pedophiles.
We'll be right back.
Morgan, hold that thought.
All right, check it out. We want to thank the unofficial and the official sponsors of the You Know What Dude podcast. First of all, we want to thank Blue Microphone for donating the microphones for this podcast. If you guys are going to do your own podcast, make sure you get Blue Microphone 100, 100 ones. Or if you really have fucking money, spend the $2 on a 200. Yeti Microphone is great. I have one of those. Dan has one of those. Kelly has one of those. Blue Microphone donated Yeti microphones to all the fucking players on the You Know What Dude podcast. So thanks for that. I want to thank GoRunner.com for giving me and Kelly bandoliers, which I use, and Dan, you refuse to use, right? Fucking asshole. Fucking GoRunner.com. That's RUNNUR, not ER. UR. I want to thank LaughSpin and LaughButton. LaughButton Live, big supporter of the show. The Syndicate, big supporter of the show. And LaughSpin Magazine. Dylan, you guys really support the You Know What Dude podcast. Thanks a lot. Make sure you go and get the award-winning Robert Kelly Live app. That's right. Fucking comedy app of the year. I beat out The Onion, Wolf, and Marc Maron. My app's number one in the world. So make sure you get that off of iTunes. You like that, don't you, Colin? It's a fucking great app. You want to find out where I'm playing? You want to listen to the podcast stream right from the app? No downloading. It's a fucking great way to do that. All my soundboard, all kinds of crazy shit. Right on my app, Robert Kelly Live, iTunes, if you have an iPhone, Android coming soon. And make sure you go, if you're a fat fuck, I'm trying to get down to my six skinny. I'm on my way. And last night, again, proving what I've tried to tell my wife for a year, I need a treadmill in the house. It takes up too much space. You're not going to use it. Fuck you. I finally went to, you know me, I do the research. I went out, yowzafitness.com. YowzaFitness.com. I needed one that folded up, but I needed one that folded up away, just gone, straight up. Not at an angle, still takes up space. Not a heavy one to pick up that fucking breaks your back. I got the best treadmill in the world, Yowza Fitness. It folds up straight up on itself, rolls wherever the fuck you want to pull it. You roll it out, you unhook the thing, and it comes down by itself. You don't have to put it down on the ground. It automatically, gently eases down on the ground. Hook your iPhone up to it. It has speakers, has 3 fans. It has 12 programmable things. It's fucking brilliant, and it's so quiet. You can't even hear it. You can't even hear it. Last night, 12 o'clock at night, I came home, didn't work out, felt like a piece of shit. I would have never went to the gym. Fuck it. I hit the button, fell down. I did 45-minute walking with some 7-pound weights, heart rate up to a 138 for 45 minutes, and then I banged my wife, and I made a baby because of yowzafitness.com. If you're trying to make babies and get unfat because you're a fat fuck, you need a treadmill in your house. Right, Carl? You have one in your house. That's how you lost all the weight. Every day, and that's what I'm doing. So go there, get the treadmills. They're on fucking, they're fucking. You gonna say something?
No.
Oh shit. Yeah, they're unbelievable. YowzaFitness.com. You guys are the shit. Thank you very much. Goodbye. I'm telling you, you're going to get a treadmill? Hang on 1 second. Let me turn your mic up so you can hear you. I want to hear Morgan say that. If you're going to get a treadmill, honest to God, I did all the research. Uh-huh. You know I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Yowza Fitness.
Yeah, because I want I'm the same thing. I want one that's
straight up.
It's going to fold up straight up.
And you can wheel it around. It has handles so you can pull it, put it wherever the fuck you want it.
Put it on my balcony.
I wouldn't get crazy, but yeah, you could. But it's the best. Yowza Fitness. You should tell them, email them, talk to Jason on the chat. And tell them who you are and what you do, and they'll hook you up with a good deal. Right now, it's 75% off their treadmills, off the Biscayne one, which is kind of the middle ground. That's the one I got. Unbelievable. YowzaFitness.com.
I'll go there.
Go there and get a fucking treadmill. Not that you need to lose any weight, because you're looking hot, Mo.
Thanks.
All right, so we left off on fucking how Morgan thinks pedophilia is all right.
I don't know about that.
I think, what do you feel about pedophilia, Kelly?
It's
Were you ever molested?
No.
What's the legal age in Australia? Like 12?
Age of consent?
Yeah. No, because I'm a really bad bad.
When do you
hugger?
Get to bang an abo?
No. You can't use that word.
Sorry.
It's a bad
is
word.
Is that Aborigines?
That's it's the N-word in Australia. You can't use that
it
word.
Sounds like almost a compliment, an abo.
No, it's not. But I'm a really bad like hugger and kissaloa, and people always thought I was molested. They're like, are you sure no one touched you? Because I'm just so awkward with hugs and stuff.
I get the same thing. Yeah, where people,
I think that's
like,
fiddled with me.
And I'm like, no, I just don't. Yeah, you're just too close.
You know what it was? Too many Italian aunties and uncles who wanted to kiss my face like on this cheek when I was young, and they're gross and they had like mustaches.
Or
and
you
like,
both have fucking issues with men and you don't want to hug.
No,
you have intimacy issues.
I don't want my girlfriend. I'm not a big girlfriend hugger either, though. I'm not a big like I love you girl.
Yeah, you don't hug.
Yeah,
I'm getting
better
though.
I went in for a hug with you.
I hug you.
Yeah, you hug me, but it's like fucking hugging my Uncle Sean. Dude, give me a hug, fucking kid. Fucking good catch. You make that right. Don't be a fag about it.
Good catch.
Good catch.
Yeah, like you come across as a beautiful woman, but you fucking have the emotional connection of a fucking man from Boston.
I connect with you. I think people over, you know, everyone's like, I love you. I love you, girl. I love you.
Yeah,
I love
that.
You. Oh my God. I love you. And they fucking hate them. Like, see people do it all the time. Just say it when you mean it.
Yeah, I'm the same.
That's like my joke. It was one of my greatest jokes ever, right, Quinn?
Go ahead.
He's going through the Rolodex of jokes in his brain going,
exactly, you can't say
about.
That to anybody.
You say it to me about you.
Go ahead, what's the joke?
About when I say...
your father?
Yeah, where I say, I love you. I don't say I love you to my wife. It's not because I don't love her. It's because I don't want to desensitize it. When I say I love you, I want it to fucking mean it. Yeah. It's like my mom says it. She says it a million times. I love you. I love you. All right, I fucking get it. My father says I love you once when I graduated high school. Aww. He's like, son, I love you. And I was like, I fucking love you.
See,
I didn't like that bit.
And he's like, all right, faggot, relax.
Stinging the tail there.
It's a great bit. I always forget to do that bit.
Well, the same. Like people like say I love you way too much, and I'm like, no. If I say it, you gotta mean it. And that's normally people who grew up in a house that was not an I love you house. You reserve the I love yous when they're special.
Here's where I got fucked up with I love you. You ready? And I remember it. I ran away for the first time. I was in second grade, living with Billy Manchington. I ran away because I just didn't want to be there anymore, and I wanted fucking attention. I left around 6 o'clock. I went to a bus stop. I was crying at a bus stop. Some young pretty girl was like, grabbed me and walked me home. Around an hour and a half later, 7:30, I went back. Opened the door. My mother's, you know, flipping out because her kid's gone. Where is she's crying? I start crying. We go upstairs. We're both crying. Where did you go? I just wanted to... And then she's like, baby, don't ever do that again. I go, oh, mom, I love you. Right? And it was this, oh, my God, emotional moment. Right? It was what I wanted. That's why I ran away, because I wanted. And then I remember I was under the coffee table, all happy that I was home and my mother loved me. And I heard her on her phone with her girlfriend. And then he comes and he hugs me and he goes, "Mom, I love you." And she goes, "Ha ha ha ha!" Starts laughing.
Fucking.
I started crying.
Hell.
I started crying again.
Shit.
Under the coffee table. Fucking swallow but that.
She,
you know what, dudes?
But was she laughing? But was she laughing? Because
now
it was cute.
Now yes. Now My mother wasn't. Yeah, my mother's not a fucking evil cunt.
Yeah, but you're like
the faggot.
Well, I mean, but you said
I broke him.
Yes, but when you're in, she didn't have a sword looking into a mirror. Who's the fairest of them all? But back then I didn't know that. I knew that she fucking just laughed at the fucking moment we just had, and it killed me.
Right.
That's where I started learning to shut down.
Yeah.
All right, compartmentalize. Shut that down. Shut this down. And then I started running away and not giving a fuck, not caring. You know, I remember I ran away for 2 weeks and they were looking for me. I slept in Barbie Sacchetti's basement in a closet on a table for 2 weeks.
How old were you?
13. 13. Oh, yeah, it was great. It was a fucking blast. He had a moped. We used to tool around all day, and then at night we get stoned and lift weights. Remember those old plastic weights with the cement in them?
Yes.
And it would make that sound.
It would move around.
Yeah, they move around. We used to just pump iron. We both had really good chests. We had just good chests. We didn't have really arms. We had chests. We had half shirts, mesh half shirts, and we'd walk around. We'd drive on the moped with our chests out, and then I'd sleep on a fucking closet at night. Yeah.
Oh man, we got more in common than fats.
Why, you ran away too when you were a kid?
No, but that whole like, you know, just the whole story of like the laughing, like the love, you know, oh I love you, oh and laughing, I'm like, and that's shutting down. Yeah. I'm working through it though. I'm getting better. Bev's helping me.
What, you someone did that to you?
Yeah, my mom did that to me.
Like last week or when you were
no,
a kid?
No, like when I was a kid. She would do that to me now. But you know, like just like
do
going,
you not like your mother?
No, my mom's great, but she just didn't know how. She wasn't.
Why can't we hate our moms? Why is it bad?
She wasn't a fool.
Why is it bad to go, you fucking mom, fuck my mom?
Some people hate their mother.
Like who?
Plenty of people.
Like who?
Not me. I love mother. But I mean, there are a lot of people.
Mother. I love mother.
I love that you call her mother.
Mother.
Hello, mother.
I do it because it annoys her. I go, hello, mother.
It's very psycho. Mother, no, blood.
It's my whole Irish side of my family. It's all my dad's, my dad and his brothers. It's always mother, mother, mother.
But they're joking,
mother,
right?
No.
Oh. They were real?
Oh, no.
I say it as a joke.
No, yeah, her family's real. Fucking, you look from a rich family. Like
my dad's side is rich. My dad lost everything, so I didn't grow up. Like my dad's side of the family, though, they have like a jet and all that, you know. And then, but I didn't grow up
with a jet with a shamrock on it.
Yeah,
wait, do they really?
I think it's a Murphy jet. I don't know if it has a shamrock.
It has a shamrock. I saw it.
Oh, you saw the picture.
Yeah, there's a fucking shamrock on it.
Murphy Airlines.
It was like a big lumber family. But then my mom's side is, you know, I
who's here, guys?
Oh, who's here?
Right,
the host here.
Hey, let's not make it.
All
right, shut.
Hi, Dawn.
I'll shut everybody's mic off. Shut up. No talking on the podcast. Come sit by Morgan. You can sit down over here.
By the way, I don't want people thinking that. I mean, I didn't grow up with any of that money. I'm just around it.
She was around it.
We know you didn't.
Let's put it. Or you would be a stand-up.
Yeah, sure.
Dawn, is it true that you waxed Bobby's ears?
Yes, and
then. Shut up.
I have video.
He said you can't tell anyone. Only he can say that you waxed his ears.
Yeah, because I said you waxed my brows, and then I thought I wasn't allowed to know that you waxed his ears.
All right, listen, no talking on the podcast, Dawn.
You did a hell of a job.
I mean,
that anonymous person did a hell of a job on. They've been talking about how much they love the eyebrow work you did.
Love.
Well, she did my ears around 10 years ago because I had like two or three hairs,
right.
And it bugged her because she was an esthetician, young girl. So she did a couple of them. Now it grows out. It's fucking disgusting. It looks like I have black headphones in.
And it's all my fault?
First of all, don't ever grab a mic. You don't get mics.
Yeah, Dawn.
You know the rule on the podcast.
There we go.
My seat.
Dawn, I'll tell you what it is, Dawn. He's blaming you.
Sit where Dawn is sitting, please. Change seats.
He's blaming you for those pimples on his upper, behind his neck.
On the back of my neck.
And then, and you know what?
Told me it's
Morgan's.
Pox.
And Morgan's.
This is the problem with having a wife.
You got her.
My wife is a fucking stone cold murderer. She will not. She gets mad when I get sick. Like she's like, you're a pussy. She's like, I'm like, I'm sick, and I got there's something wrong with me. She's like, there's nothing wrong with you. Anytime. It's like my mother. It's like my mother. Nothing's wrong with me. Anytime I'm sick, it's like, you're fine. Just keep going. Keep going. There's nothing wrong. I had to fucking get mono, almost die, for my mother to fucking take me to the hospital with strep throat. She's the same way. I got pimples in the back of my neck. It could be chicken pox. Adult chicken pox.
But I told you what it's from.
Adult chicken pox.
Where is it? Adult chicken pox is shingles, and it wouldn't be localized in a 2x2 square.
Don't use big
square.
Words. It's on the back of my neck.
I know it's on the back, you know.
Morgan said the only cure is...
What'd you say?
What?
That ear's got to be more than 2x2. That's all.
She wasn't talking inches, asshole. She was talking feet.
You got to exfoliate, Bobby. You got to get back there and exfoliate.
I can't wipe my ass...
It's your back of your neck. You can reach there.
No, I can't.
What is exfoliate?
You don't know what exfoliate is?
No, what is it again?
What? When people scrub, you scrub
it. Oh, yeah. Well, we can say scrub too, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Okay. She waxed the back of my neck. Now I have these pimples that won't go away on the fucking back of my neck.
And Morgan goes to him. Oh, you can get those lasered off.
No, I didn't say laser off.
Yeah,
I
you
said
did.
If they're ingrown hairs, you can get it laser. I don't not like like a laser where they burn off your skin. It's a technique.
It's from waxing, the hair's growing back, you're working out, you're sweating like a lunatic, and the sweat is sticking on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
That's that new treadmill.
Here's the thing. Is if she didn't how great is the Yowza?
The Yowza is awesome.
And do I use it?
You do.
All right, here's the thing. If she never waxed my ears back in the day, I wouldn't have a fucking hairy
you'd
ears.
You'd have an afro.
Listen to me.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I want to talk about...
like a lot of guys.
Yeah.
What?
It's white. It's like mouse ear. What about... I want to know about this treadmill. What do you go on? Do you go on a grade or do you go straight?
I do the weight loss one where it goes... it's really light for 2 minutes and then it's really hard for 2 minutes.
Oh, interval training.
You ever do like squats on the treadmill?
No, I do punches with 7 pound. Right. I have 7 pound dumbbells. Mm. So I curl fast 2 minutes. I do 1 minute curling and 1 minute punching.
Yeah.
And I try to do that the whole time, but it's hard. I mean, really get your heart rate.
With 7 pound weights, that's a lot.
7 pound that's weights. Hardcore. Yeah, it's like picking up fucking gnome on each arm.
But do you have it on a grade or what do you have it on? Walking, but I'm saying.
Yeah, it's on an incline, but it's a program, so I don't know what incline it is. It doesn't show you. It probably does. I just never looked. I hit weight loss, and I just do what they do. And I pick the speed or whatever the fuck it is, and I do three.
What level are you doing?
Level three, hon. Don't talk on the podcast. Anyways.
Bobby.
Back to our thing, molestation. Wow, what is that?
You ever seen these?
This is
a bracelet that counts like how many steps I take, calories, fuel stuff. I don't know. It was an impulse buy, but it's
where
I
did you get it?
Like it. I got it at a pop up mall in East London. It's a Nike fuel band.
Can you get it at the Apple store?
You can only get it in New York and at this pop up mall that I found.
New York, where?
Here.
At the Nike store.
At the Nike store. Yeah. Where is that?
57th and
it's like the only
Madison.
Place that has it. And when you reach your goal for the day, a little guy pops up on your phone and tells you did a good job.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
which he would never pop up on my phone.
it's like stupid, but I actually
what is
like
it called?
It's called a fuel band.
Is that a actual watch too?
Yeah, it's a watch and it has your steps, calories, and then like Nike fuel goals, and you set a goal for the day, and if it's like an active day, you can set it higher, and then a little dude pops up on your computer.
Talk about that at a tech talk?
Yeah, when's tech talk?
Right at the end of this.
All right.
Real quick. You don't have anything for tech talk, do you?
Nothing.
You want to put on my fuel band?
Ooh.
No, that's okay. I don't want to come to tech talk.
You can't.
Okay.
If you have no tech talk, you can't be here.
He's very strict about
I'll tell you what he
tech
does
tech.
Have. He has my fucking iPhone case that he uses just as a case.
I could talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I went to the Apple store and the guy goes, hey, man, nice case. And I knew Bob would be so mad. I mean, yeah, my friend gave it to me. It's for credit cards, but I don't use it for that. And he's like, I felt like a big shot hanging out with the tech guy.
I gave him an iPhone.
I went to the Apple store with Bobby one time and I left after $2,000 out of pocket. I was like, maybe I'll go look for something. And I walk out with like a stack of stuff, the like Apple guy's phone number because Bobby decided we needed to go out. Like just.
It was the best day of my life. She bought everything. Yeah. Literally everything. And she got the guy's phone number, who you didn't go out with, right?
No.
I was kind of creepy. He had one of those fucking creepy California names like Casey. So, you know what I mean? Remember his shitty name?
I can't remember you, but you were really
like Caleb or something.
Thick. Yeah, or Casey. Oh. Either one.
You don't like me. You don't like me trying to rewrite what happened in an incident that wasn't at.
I got you to. Didn't I get you on Mac too? No, I got you to buy some shit, didn't I?
No, but we went to the Mac store. And we just start trouble the whole time, busting their balls. We always bust their balls.
I told.
I never buy nothing. I just go there and bust chops.
I told Tom Popper. I go. You know, go to the. What you do is you go to the Apple store and use your fame. Right. You got to walk around and look people in the eye until you get somebody that recognizes you. Tom Papa.
Oh.
That's what they said, too. Because he called me up. They were like, nobody recognized me. What do I do? I don't know. I had to pay full price. Jerry, let's go to breakfast. No, don't invite Colin.
Wait a minute.
What? What?
You got to change that Tom Papa impression.
Why?
A little bit.
Why?
He goes.
Why? No. Where are we going? Colin.
That's really horrifying.
Horrifying.
Please push it up a little bit.
Call it. Hi. Here we are. Hi.
Tom Papa suddenly like Hollywood Squares personality. Yeah.
Like Bruce Valanche.
Charles Nelson and
no,
Papa.
No, Charles Nelson. Yeah.
I called Colin up on April Fool's one day. I go, dude, I got Tom Papa. He's like, what? I go, I'm in a fucking alley in the West Village. I just came from the cellar. I'm going to this fucking meeting over here. I look, Tom Papa is in this fucking vestibule with this young, good-looking Twinkie dude, and they're fucking kissing, dude. And I'm not talking, they're making out. And he goes, I fucking knew it! And I go, I'm kidding. He goes, what are you going to do?
By the way, you know, I realize that there's not one person in my life who could come out of the closet and surprise me.
Not even me?
Nobody.
Right.
I don't think there's one person I know where they'd be like, I'm gay, and I think maybe for a second I'd be surprised. I go, oh, yeah, I could see it now while you were holding.
Could you not say that in front of my wife, though?
But I mean,
hold that for the one and one.
I said, not a human being I know. You're me, too.
So
everybody.
What, my wife's got a dyke?
Yeah, she said good. She's a dyke. I'd be like, I'd think for a second. I'd go, oh, yeah.
Thanks for ruining a marriage. Listen, that'd be my worst nightmare if I came home and you two were going at it.
But can you really think of one person that you'd be totally
You guys
shocked.
Were doing each other's eyebrows, if you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Dawn told me one time she was going to wax. She goes, I'm going to wax tonight in the kitchen. I'm like, you don't fucking do it in the kitchen.
Not in the new kitchen.
She goes like this. She goes, will you help me? I go, you're out of your fucking mind. I'm not.
Did it to see what you're. I knew you wouldn't do it. I didn't really need your help, but I just wanted to hear what you would say. Yeah.
I'm not waxing I'm not seeing skin, like hair being ripped out of a fucking vacooch.
That'd be fun.
No, wouldn't it be fucking gross?
No, the result is more, yeah.
Yeah, the result. Yeah, I like the result.
You don't want to see the cow slaughtered. You want to have the steak.
Can you not refer to my wife's vacooch as a fucking slaughtered cow?
One of my favorite.
Hey, take your analogies and stick them up your ass, Quinn. All right, I've got it.
I've never been good. I never been good at analogies.
What the fuck?
I love. You ever hear a Tell's line about not seeing like the wax vagina till like. To like a week later where it looks like it's been up all night trying to solve a murder. Yeah. That's one of my favorite lies.
Kelly, line. you wax, right?
Yeah.
You said that like it's, why do you say it's scared? Like you're scared.
Because I know what's coming.
What's coming?
I don't know.
Nothing's coming.
No.
You get waxed.
Yeah. Nothing's coming. Put your pants down.
Does somebody do it or do you?
Yeah, I across from where I work, there's this Korean place, and they really fucking get in there, like fucking their fingers and like, and I have to like
they
stop them.
Fuck you.
No, like they got the gloves on, but they just touch, and I have to say to her, I'm like, where you're touching, you're way too aggressive. You need to slow. Be softer.
Was it in your asshole?
No, was she fucking? Because they put their fingers like right on your clit and stuff and like pull back this and pull like that. And they really fucking get in there.
Hang on one second.
That's painful.
Hang on.
Kelly.
Hang on, Dawn.
I have a different method.
What's your, can you talk into the microphone if you're going to talk?
I have a different method. I usually have the girls or women hold themselves
by the clit.
Sometimes.
Hey, 1 second, honey.
Don likes to
I'll
watch.
I'll fucking jump across this table. I'll fucking kill you, Quinn. I'll fucking kill
Please
you.
Please skin back hard on
you.
Understand
me? Stop with your squinty little beady eyes. Go ahead, honey.
So I'll ask them to hold certain things that I don't particularly want to touch.
But it's just like whenever you go to like those Asian places, it's like cheap and quick. Like 15 minutes, I'm out. But it's just because they're so aggressive.
I'm licensed.
Yeah, you get a fungi, a clit fungi. Your clit looks like a fucking
$20.
A shitty toenail. Mm. Listen, so have you ever seen a vagina that's just awful?
Disgusting, yes.
Just gross.
I don't want to get into it because I will throw up.
Really? And you had to wax it?
Yeah.
Like really hairy? Like down the legs?
Unclean.
No way. That's fucking.
What's unclean? I mean,
what do you think?
Does it look like a fucking St. Bernard's, the corner of a St. Bernard's house?
What? Just dribbling, just saliva gushing gross. Out.
Really?
Smelly.
Smelly like what?
Like dirty ass.
How
do you get out of that? Like the girl doesn't know she stinks and you pull their pants down, you put your head down there ready to pull and you're like, I can't even.
I do my worst job possible so they never come
Jesus,
back.
Kelly just fucking blew my ear.
How do you get out of that?
You fucking dumb Aussie shit accent just fucking blew my eardrum out. How you get out of that?
I just got
by the way, remember that Bobby's wondering why he's never invited to Australia.
You stupid, fucking dumb. I said it on stage last night. Two beautiful Aussie couple. I said, where are you from?
Australia.
I go, I fucking hate your accent. The worst accent ever.
You hate our accent and you use the word abo way too much.
Look, I love the Australian people. Good people. I love you, Cal. Your accent blows. Hmm. The reason I stopped watching Lost, that's shit accent. I hate it.
All right. Well, I'm
trying to think of the accent I hate the most.
Australia.
I don't mind Australia. I don't like the Great Lakes accent's a little annoying.
The Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Like the Midwestern kind of.
Like the Midwestern mom. Like that.
Oh, that bugs me. How does it go?
You know, like, you know, she's a mom. She's doing it tough, you know?
Oh. That just upset me.
Could you imagine being married to her? Honey, I'm home.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm good. What's for dinner?
You look good. Well, I'm not cooking tonight, so.
What are we going to eat?
I don't know. The kids have got some soccer practice going on, so we might be home late.
Are we going to have sex?
Not tonight, no. You know what is on? Well, I thought maybe we could watch some TV together. Maybe some Nightline.
I will kill her.
You guys can watch Lost together. Yeah. That'll combine his two favorite accents.
My baby, Charlie, my baby. I told
Charlie.
The Australian accent, everything's up on the end. That's what fucking aggravates me.
Up inflection, yeah.
It's up on the... Hello? How are you? My name's Kelly. Everything's fucking wonderful. Arch Parker. Recluse Brown Spiders.
Arch Parker runs that country, huh?
Yeah, they love him over there.
Him and Eddie Ift.
Arch really built a fan base there, and it's fucking, he's a comedy king.
You really build a fan base? I mean,
just
kept
how many people? I was thinking, how many people are there?
Because he kept on going back to the festival year after year, and you looking at a comedy festival where there's, 80% of the people that go only go and see one show. Like, and they go and see someone they've seen before that they know is good. And it's normally Arj and about two other Australian guys, Will Anderson, Dave Hughes.
What about a man by the name of James Smith?
He never did comedy. Like, I don't remember him doing comedy in Australia.
Is he okay? Didn't he fucking almost die?
Yeah, he got really sick and went back to Australia.
What did he get sick of?
Jesus.
He got sick of, I don't know what happened, something with his stomach. And then he went back to Australia.
And he hasn't been back?
And he hasn't been back.
Ooh. He hasn't been back. Wow. He was just gone. He was fucking gone.
He was here every night and he was gone.
Every night, fucking being condescending, asking questions. He had the Barry Katz syndrome where he would ask you a million questions.
Bobby one time goes, okay, from now on, James, you're limited to 5 questions for each person tonight. It was so funny. Yeah. He goes, what do you mean? He said, you can only ask each person 5 questions and that's it.
That would crush my soul.
You hear me going like this. 1
Oh, man.
3
Soul crushing.
One more, motherfucker. You're done. Them. That's what Barry Katz does. Barry Katz will sit there and just ask you questions and slowly get more personal. And it's almost therapeutic because we all want to answer questions. We all want to talk and have people ask us stuff. And all of a sudden, you're answering questions like, yeah, I mean, I was thinking of getting a vasectomy, but my mother, what the fuck am I telling you this for? And all, you're just in this deep shit. It's like, you got me talking for a half hour. You've told me nothing, nothing. All you've gotten a million things out of me, and I know nothing about you. You could fucking write a book. I hate people like that. And Smitty used to do that all the time. He'd just ask you questions and cater to your fucking ego. And he like said, when you went on the fucking tour with Dane, was it, how was the bus? Was it good bus? Yeah, the bus was, you know, I like buses are cool, man. And then I'm just in details. And he's not even listening to you at this point. He's just looking at you like, keep talking, you fucking fat asshole.
Oh, maybe
usually a podcast works like this, guys. One guy talks.
Who listening?
And not everybody just stares at that one guy. I know you're all tired and hot because I turned the AC off. And fuck you, honey, too. Okay? Because I turned your mic on finally and you could have saved me. You all just stare at me. So at one point, somebody jumps in and shuts somebody down. Fucking, you fucking call. You know what? I'm ending the show. It's fucking over. You know what? That's it. It's over. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking you, and honey, fuck you. All
right, let's go get some food.
I try not to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Somebody trying to get in?
Is it?
I don't know. Anyways, we got to wrap this up anyways. It's been a fucking long podcast. Ugh. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Why are you not blinking at me? You've been staring at me. Ghost face.
Eye contact.
Yeah, but maybe you'd like to do me a favor on this podcast when you're editing it.
Yeah.
Cut out the part where I go, I knew Tom Papa was a fag. Could you do that for me?
Poor Colin under the bus.
Now keep it in.
You didn't say I knew he was a fag.
I knew it.
You didn't say that.
Yeah.
You said
could you cut it?
You said I knew it.
Could you cut it?
Who cuts things out of part? You want me to cut something out of the... Now I got to cut this. You fuck, so I'm not cutting it. And if he can't take a joke, fuck him too. And fuck you. I'm not
fuck
CNN.
You.
I'm not CNN.
Fuck you.
You think he's going to hurt
go you? Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, you fucking cocksucker. I'll go fucking fucking fucker.
God, you're on opposite sides of this table.
You're lucky. You guys don't know. You don't know. He broke a rib.
You broke a rib?
Whose rib?
No, my rib. What the fuck's rib do you think? That's why they care about you more than me. See that? Whose rib? Your rib, Colin?
Whose rib's fine. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank God. You're all right, Colin?
Is Colin okay? Is Colin okay?
Was this when you were boxing?
He outed Tom Papa on the podcast.
He's not gay.
I agree.
He's married. He's got two kids.
He was making out with the guy in the alley.
He wasn't. It was a joke. All right? What the fuck happened to you? You do one Broadway thing, and all of a sudden, you're corporate fucking Colin.
I can understand that.
It's nothing to do with corporate. Never mind. I don't want to say it on the air.
Here's on the air. God. First of all, here's the thing. If you want me to cut something, you don't fucking mix it in through the whole thing, so I got to just delete the whole podcast. Just say it at the end, and no one would know. Now, if I go back in, everything's fucked. All right? I was joking. Colin Quinn, it was for the laugh.
All right, don't say that. Now we're getting too deep into it.
All right.
All don't right. say last names.
Can you change blink just one time? You're staring at me like a fucking praying mantis, Mo.
Try to be attentive.
All right. Well, no. They do that by talking, not staring. This isn't a fucking... I'm not a peep show, okay? It's all a right. podcast. Mo, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Could you cut... People now, though, are going to wonder if you cut that and then you keep in what, if you keep in any request to cut something, people
don't
are going
to
wonder what else we cut.
We don't really need to, I don't cut anything out of it. We don't really need to cut it. He didn't really say, it was a joke. It was kidding.
He never cuts anything.
He's kidding. He didn't think, he was joking with me. It was a joke. Like, I joked him, and then he joked me, and then we joked each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he went, oh, I knew he's a fag, fucking blah, blah. He just said, I knew it. And he was kidding. And there was the fucking joke. That was the joke. And then we all laughed.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a fucking joke. I called my wife, gets cold, and we moved on. I just said on the podcast, to entertain some asshole in a cube right now, or a fucking semi going down the road with a fucking load of dishwashers, trying not to kill himself, so he would laugh, and he'd hear that. Now, it's just fucking overboard.
Yeah.
But now he gets a little insight on the podcast, and know it's all unedited.
Behind the podcast.
I never edit.
Never.
Except one time.
One time.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
I did.
What was it?
Yeah, what'd you
I'm not telling you.
It's going to be a special.
That's a special.
The DVD special.
Anyways, Mo, thanks. Morgan Murphy, writer for the 2.5 Girls.
Yeah.
what's the show?
It doesn't matter anymore.
What's the show?
Two Broke Girls.
Two Girls, One Cup. She's a writer for Two Girls. What's the show?
Two Broke Girls.
What is it, honey?
Two Broke Girls.
You like the show, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Two Broke Girls. Actually, I've seen the show. I like the show.
Oh, thank you.
I like both. I actually think it's kind of edgy. I like it's funny,
yeah,
and
it's just joke. It's fun.
It's a very funny show. It really is, and I'm not just saying that because you're on my show. I like the show, and I told you that too.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Whitney shows that I saw, this one was really good, and I told that to everybody. Kelly,
hello.
What's your Morgan Murphy at Morgan Murphy on Twitter?
Yeah, Morgan_Murphy.
You couldn't get. There's
know,
another Morgan Murphy.
Morgan Murphy.
My son of a bitch.
Can you guys please attack this person who got who's Morgan Murphy?
I have no idea.
Real estate
Did
agent
you
in Pennsylvania.
Fucking I don't know. Someone has Morgan Murphy.
Graphic designer
too.
With
really?
Followers.
Yeah. Some fat college girl who doesn't even use Twitter anymore. She used it for 6 months at the end of her fucking college semester just to get some friends, and now she's married with kids and doesn't have time.
That's a good backstory.
Thanks.
That's a good backstory.
I was going to get a little more detailed too.
I was, well,
she's
I was
outside
wondering
right
how
now
she got
trying
married
to put a,
so quick.
She's trying to put a built-in pool.
It seems like a good backstory for a Twitter account.
Yeah.
You could make some money off of that.
Call it backstory.
Oh.
At backstory. It's gone.
Meta.
It's gone.
It's going to be gone.
It's gone.
Very meta.
One of the funniest Twitters, you and Colin, by the way. Hilarious.
Oh,
two of my favorites.
You.
If I had to pick funny Twitterers, Morgan would definitely be on there.
Yeah, I follow you, Morgan.
Oh,
and Colin the other day on Friday was the best thing ever. Did anyone know about you doing the community stuff?
Oh, thanks, yeah.
That was the fucking best thing ever, where everyone was writing in about his own community show.
Yeah.
With you in it and Voss. Like, everyone was like, no one else.
Colin is probably...
He won Twitter. He's the best. It's just great.
Colin is probably one of the best Twitters out there, if not the best, because you actually, you're making fun of it while doing it. And people don't get it, but some people, it's...
People not getting it is
the
greatest thing
in
the world.
It's almost the funniest.
I'll start following you.
Whoa.
I
think she just knighted you.
Kelly, what's your Twitter name?
Twitter, it's Kelly Festuca, so it's KellyFestuca.
Dan Soder.
Dan Soder.
Brr.
Dan Soder. That haircut is just fucking hilarious.
It's fucking awful. Mm. I'm going to go get it cut off tomorrow.
He has a can-can girl fucking haircut.
All right, there it is.
Dan's a flapper. Hey, can I promote a thing before I go?
Yeah.
I'll be on Tech Talk.
Carl, what's your Twitter at what?
I am Colin Quinn.
At I am.
No, just, yeah.
I am Colin Quinn. At I am Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
It's not just... I'm calling. You need the app. you got anything else to promote? Any gigs?
Nope.
Any gigs?
No gigs? When does this come out? Now?
Next week.
Oh, no. Well, then I will. I was in Atlanta last week.
all right, check out. Make sure you go to YKWD podcast at YKWD on Twitter and YKWD podcast on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter, because we'll upload all the pictures and the videos there for you.
And we're trying to get a date for Kelly, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to work through those dudes.
If you want to go on a date with Kelly, me and Dan are going to vet. Twitter dick?
You want it? We got to get Morgan a date too?
I'll take one.
Listen, no, I'm not gonna fucking going through that. Let's get Kelly one and then we'll work on Morgan. All right? Because we're going to have to.
She's doing all right.
Yeah, the guys that are going to apply for hers is going to be weird. I know.
You should see some of the guys on Facebook that got me about
you
Kelly.
Tell me about
here's,
this, Dan.
Here's how you do it. Listen to me.
Jesus Christ.
If you got.
Divorced mother fathers of three. That's what I'm getting. 55-year-old guys going, hey.
Yeah, old Navy guys.
Yeah. Real.
Anchor tattoos on the forearms.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos, a lot of weed smokers, and a lot of big dudes.
If you want to date Kelly, you got to email ykwd@riotcast.com. You have to email a photo, a bio, your cock size, your likes and dislikes, and where you're going to go on a date. We need to know it all. Okay? Mm-hmm. We want a photo too. Legitimate photo. We don't want fucking your high school photo. We want what you... If you say 43, you better look like a 43-year-old. We don't want to see you in your 20s on a fucking skidoo at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Your Torgasm headshot.
What are you laughing
That's
at?
That's not his fault.
Really, honey?
That's
really?
Not his fault. He told him to change it. Really but they got to be
It's not his fault. He told us that he told them to change it.
Yeah. But meanwhile, he calls us like, dude, you got the Torgasm? Use that one, dude. You got the old one where I'm smoking the cigarette and winking?
Really taking a hot one on this show.
Oh boy.
I'm really yesterday.
You're the sexy you gotta use the sexy Bob one.
He does sexy Bob.
Sexy Roberto.
He admitted that he masturbates to the thought of making out sometimes.
To the thought of making out.
Which is a very passionate passion Bobby Kelly. Roberto Kelly.
That's when I used to be good looking, passionate Bob.
Passionate Bobby. Take off my shirt. Unbutton it slowly. You want to kiss me? I lick my lips for you.
Do Roberto Kelly coming?
I don't remember that.
That was funny.
But if there was a slice of pizza there, he'd be like, oh, wait 1 second.
I want to kiss you, but first, this piece of pepperoni pizza must find its fate.
All right, listen, fuckheads. Thanks for doing the show. This is an awesome podcast. Colin, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for coming on. This was awesome. YKWD, spread the word. Go to iTunes. Subscribe and leave a review. Spread the word. Tell your friends. That's how we stay in the top 100. It's not the downloads. It's the subscriptions and the reviews. Make sure you 5-star review us. Leave a nice review. Don't fucking, I don't want to hear your critiques of the show. Okay? I really don't. All right? I can care less what you think. I do this for free once a week for you cunts. Okay? The money that I make off of this goes back into buying shit for this to make it better. We just want you to be happy. That's all. Right, Dan?
Yes.
That's all we want. Just laugh. If you don't laugh, move on to a more interesting podcast, like maybe another acronym.
Meow.
I'll talk to you later.
You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.